I would like to read in Isaiah. It is a very known scripture, Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, it is on page 893 in my Bible, and it is verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and we did regard him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and we his stripes we are healed. And the second scripture which I like to read, it is in John chapter 14, verse 19. My Bible, it is on the page 1290. 1290. John chapter 14, verse 19. The very last part from the verse. Because I live, ye also shall live. I like very much this hymn. God gave his son for sinners. It is so nice. God gave his son for sinners. Christ died upon the tree. My soul is filled with wonder. And now his grace I see. It is so nice. People in this world, these days, they celebrate something very special. They paint eggs. They do many other things. In my country, they kill lots of lambs. And if you are going on the street to ask people, what is the real meaning of Easter? Some of them, they may know. They may know very well. And you'll be surprised. But they don't pressure, they don't put that price on the meaning of the Easter. It is just holiday, something to enjoy, and expect Christmas to come. And life goes on. And I was thinking these days, as I had a little bit more time, free time. My children were in a holiday and I'm working just in the evening. I was thinking about a little bit more about the meaning of Christmas. We enjoy this time and we are very, very glad because one day, in one year, it was happened something very, very important. But for the one who make that Easter to be very important, it wasn't so easy like it is for us when we look back. You see, my dear friend, God loves us. God gave his son for sinners. And one of my child asked me the other day one very strange question. Why children shall have or bury the punishment of the sin of the parents? That's not fair, Daddy. That's not fair. What shall I tell them? It is very hard to answer. Yes? Why? Because my father did sin, God shall punish me. That's not fair. And yes, they are right. I think they are right. It is not fair. But it wasn't fair for Lord Jesus Christ to come from heaven and to die in my place because I sin. God created Adam and Eve for his own pleasure. God created Adam and Eve to multiply and to share his glory with us. But because it was something wrong happened over there, and in verse 6 here, and Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We wanted to do our will. We wanted to do what we want. Like we read in the scripture today, Saul wanted to do what he wanted to do. His will, his life, his vision, not God's will. Then the sin came into the world. And I was thinking, God, it is a God of justice. But also, God, it is a God of grace and mercy. And he had to, can I say, mingle these together? It was very hard. He had to punish the sin. But he wanted to protect the sinner. I remember a very strange story in our town back in Romania. It was a very tough charge in our town. Every case he had since he started to be a judge, he gave the maximum of the punishment. You know, when you are doing something wrong, the judge can give you a minimum punishment, a middle punishment. Depends. If you've done something wrong in the first time, they will say, okay, we'll don't give you the maximum. We'll give you a little bit. We'll be much nicer with you. No. This guy was so tough, he gave maximum to everyone. And even his colleagues and his boss said, that's not good, you are too tough, you should give a chance to people. They may become a good people. He said, that's the law, I don't broke the law. In one of the day, it was happened that his mother has done something wrong. And she had to go to face the judge. And the boss said, give him the case to see how he will manage with his mother now. Now it is his mother. Ah, how good it is, because we want to see how he will manage. It wasn't easy for that judge. He had to be just again. He had to be very, very fair, like with the others. And because it was that case, and the town knew him, and the town knew what was happening with his mother, many people came into the courts at that time, that day. The room, it was full with people. Filled with people, yes? Filled. Well, he gave the highest punishment, the maximum. Everyone said, ooh, that's very rude from you, that's very worse. He said, silent! He took the hammer, silent! And he said, she needs to go in jail for 3 years. That's the maximum. Everyone shouted again. He shouted again, silent. And he took his clothes, he put it off. And he went to the police and he said, I would like to take the punishment of my mother to go in jail for 3 years. I would like to tell you that something like so God did with us. We should be on that tree. We should die in that painful time, in painful. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. And we did regard him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Because of him, we are healed now. Because of him, we have peace at this time. You see, my dear friend, he came from heaven. He could stay over there and don't care about anything. And that glory above, he could live without problem. But because he cares so much of you and of me, he said, I'm going to die for people. His birth, it was unique because he was born with a special purpose in this life. He came with a purpose in this life. You may not know why I was born, why I am on this world. Why shall I live here? Maybe you don't have any purpose. But he was born with a purpose. His life was unique. He's dead. He died in a new, unique way. He was just a carpenter in his life. He lived 33 and a half years. But then, he was a great teacher. He was a great leader. But not like the others. He died, and he rose again. I was thinking also these days, but many other people, they rose again. Even Lord Jesus Christ, he raised Lazarus. Lazarus, come out. He's dead since 4 days, said Martha. No problem, come out. But he died again. Everyone who raised from death, they died again. Lord Jesus raised and he don't die anymore. And here comes John chapter 40, which I like very, very much.
For
me it is one of the highest promise. And it gives me very much confidence. Lord Jesus said, because I live, ye shall live also. Because I live, you are going to live also. Because of him. If he wouldn't come down from heaven, I don't want you to imagine what could be happened with our life. Because there are two ways, and there are two places. Hell, where I don't want to think how worse it is over there, and heaven. And for sure we wouldn't go in heaven. I think in Psalm 49 it says that the price for their redemption, it is so high that no one can pay for his own redemption. No one can pay the price. Even I would go to die on the cross for my sins, I would pay maybe for some of my sins. But I wouldn't pay the ticket to go in heaven, if I may express myself. You wouldn't go in heaven because you would go to die for your sins. You'll just pay for some of things which you have done wrong here. But because Lord Jesus came with the precious holy blood, that's why I wanted to say, because of him, And I would like you to meet him. I would like you to have that experience of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to have a fellowship with you from a long, long time ago. In fact, as I said, they create. When I said they, I mean God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They create us to have that wonderful fellowship. It is very hard to realize how wonderful it will be in heaven. We cannot imagine, or maybe we just only imagine. We used to say, yes, even in our best dreams, it is much better than we can think. It is beyond our imagination. It is beyond our thinking. I would like you to have that experience, to come to Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy for heaven. You may say, I haven't done so much wrong. I didn't kill anyone. I tried to don't steal so many things. I lied just a few times. That's enough. A few times. One time is enough. But even though we were born in sin, and the sin comes from Adam and Eve to every mankind. And because of that, we are going to hell. And it was someone who took the punishment, the wrath of God, the justice. God is just. And he should punish us. I like to think about how wonderful it will be when you will meet Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to pray for you that in one day, I pray that it will be the day that day, you are going to meet Lord Jesus Christ face to face. It's not necessarily to meet him physically. You can bow down on your knees. I remember when I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ. I was just 12 years and I didn't know so much about my sins, but I had a big, heavy load on my back and in my heart. And when I bowed down and I started to pray to Lord Jesus, I said, I'm not going to stand up until you will forgive me. And I start to cry. And at that moment, it was like black clouds which disappear, start to disappear. And light came in my life. And the heavy load from my heart went away like a big burden that was falling back from my back. I would like you to meet Lord Jesus. And since that time, his love never failed. His love never failed. I went many times away from him. Maybe many times I've been ashamed of him. But I can tell you that he never was ashamed of me. I would like you to have the same experience. I would like you to have the boldness that you are going to maybe your colleagues to the school or to your job to say, I am a Christian. I am a real Christian. If God comes tonight, I am going home. Do you have this blessed assurance in your heart? Are you sure if you are going to die tonight, are you going in heaven? He bore our griefs and carried our sorrow. He took our sins away. His blood, his precious blood, it is able to wipe away all our sins. because of him. I would like you to meet him. I would like you to come to the cross. And when you are going to read John chapter 14, verse 19, the very end of the verse, because I live, I would like this verse to be also a big and powerful and strong text for your heart and your life. Because I live, he also shall live. I would like you to ask him to come in your life. Don't be afraid. And don't be ashamed to tell him if you have done something wrong in your life. He knows anyway. He knows your life. He knows your mind. He knows your heart. He's just waiting for you. Like the father of the child went away. He's just waiting for you. I imagine many times that father, how he ran away. Because you know the Jewish people, they have a big robe on, clothes on them. He should lift up his robe and run to catch his son and kiss him so many times. He's waiting to speak with you. He's waiting to have a fellowship with you. He's waiting to tell you so many things that you need to hear from you, from him. He's waiting. You are very special for him. You don't know how special you are for Lord Jesus Christ. At least think that he paid for you with his precious blood on the Calvary. Just come to him and let him to come into your heart. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, behold, I stand on the door and knock. I am 100% sure that you hear that knock on your heart. And I am sure you hear now. Just open the door. Let him to come in. Don't be ashamed of the dirt and things, miserable things which you have in your heart. He is going to clean everything. He is going to put in order. He will make all things new that he has done in my life, in many other hundreds and thousands and thousands. May the Lord help you to come to the cross and look to him. The beauty of the cross. Yes, it wasn't so easy for him. By Easter time, it wasn't so easy time for Lord Jesus Christ. But look to the beauty. He is waiting with the hands stretched to you to take you in his arm. Just come to him for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.